It's the Green Team, the Environment Show, and Tatiana Abella, co-founder of Goonbook.com, is with me. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
And let's welcome our first guest. It's a pleasure to have in the studio Dr. Masheed Al-Kassemi, who is a veterinarian at the Al Ain Zoo. Welcome. Great to see you.
Thank you very much. Hi.
And we were all sort of wide-eyed and going, wow, because he was just telling us, if you don't mind me saying Dr. Masheed. Yeah, I was just doing a surgery on a cheetah this morning, and you know, I came down and was like, oh my gosh, wow. This is, I mean, what an incredible job.
I have to admit, I tell everybody I have the best job in the world. And I sent pictures on Twitter to most of my followers who are keeping an eye on what I do on the ground. I have pictures of patients, of what I do, and I have the coolest office in the world as well. I'm always on my feet, so rarely at the desk.
Fantastic. And you've been with the Al Ain Zoo for about a year now, you said?
Yeah, a year and a bit. It's three, four months. And it's exciting. We have so many different animals, so many different cases. That's part of the draw for the experience as a zoo vet. You have the diversity of patients is incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could, you know, you walk in every morning thinking, you know, what am I going to see today?
I know, it's not like really dealing with human beings. No. Essentially, we're all pretty much the same. Obviously, we all have our own individualities, but, you know, it could be a giraffe or a cheetah or a monkey or something.
I've had challenges trying to explain to my patients what I'm trying to do,
oh, really?
But most of them don't understand.
Fantastic. Well, I think if you wouldn't mind, maybe we could just get a bit of more of an overview about the Al Ain Zoo in itself, because it's quite special. It's not, and I think the title zoo is quite interesting, because unfortunately there's a lot of perhaps in the past, and there's been a lot of kind of negative connotations that go with the World Zoo, but the Al Ain Zoo, I think, has broken most of those, hasn't it?
Yeah, the beginning of Al Ain Zoo was in 1962, where His Highness Sheikh Zayed decided it was important. He's always been very conscious of wildlife, both flora and fauna, and he decided he needed to build something that would care for all the species that we have here in the region. For his time, again, and for his surroundings, he's thinking way outside the box. The zoo is older than the country united, and we have 186 species, if I'm not mistaken, and over 3,700 animals there.
Oh, gosh.
We work both. I think the point about zoos, that the term zoo is with a older negative connotation. Today's zoos have a more progressive approach to conservation. They understand their role is multi-tiered. It's not just animals in
cages.
Enclosures. The whole concept of how animals are kept in enclosures has changed, and in trying to build a biotope as opposed to a cage. It's also important to ensure that these animals are engaged in their environment as they would be in the wild. And if you ask anybody that works at a zoo how they would build their own, all of them would say, I don't want to build a zoo. We understand that with the zoos that you have today, we have a role to make them the best environments we can for the animals that we keep, and we're very responsible in why these animals are here and what we do to educate and raise awareness to the public.
Yeah, I mean, that is very much behind the premise behind the zoo as well, isn't it? It's about education. Mm-hmm. And do you have a breeding program there? I mean, do you ever reintroduce animals?
Yes, we do. We have reintroduced Arabian oryx in conjunction and collaboration with Emirates, the Abu Dhabi Environmental Agency. There are plans to do other reintroductions. Hopefully, somewhere in the future, we can do some reintroduction in Africa of scimitar horned oryx. The breeding program, we have a list of priority species, and these are species that are endangered to varying degrees. And we have breeding programs in the zoo. Actually, what visitors will see is perhaps maybe a fourth to a third of the actual activity.
Right.
So the what we term the core zoo is where people that visit can see the animals, the specimens on display, and in environments that are suited to them. What we have in what we call the back of house are large breeding groups, and I spend a lot of my time there, where we have things like Arabian oryx, scimitar horned oryx, Dama gazelle, Moor gazelle. We have our Nubian giraffe that are both on display and around back. We have a number of different smaller gazelle that we are trying to breed to ensure that we have a continued population mm-hmm. that can then be supplied out to conservation areas and people that can manage the protected areas that they right. would then be introduced to.
Mm. And I'd love to know what your sort of day-to-day, I said it changes every day, but like say this morning.
Well, there's a routine we try to stick to.
What is your day-to-day work?
Shift starts at 7 and 7:30 we have our morning meeting where all the vets and there's four of us as well as our technicians and our vet nurse, and we will convene at the clinic and run through the cases that we have for the day that we're either following up or new cases that have been reported. We'll promptly then move out to split up into teams to treat these cases. The challenge with being out here in the Middle East is that we have the weather that plays yeah. Puts a burden on doing anything outside in the summer months, and we will be outside in the summer. But we try to get as much of our field work done early in the morning. If there are special immobilizations of animals or movement, we will try to do these as early as possible. Mm-hmm. We then, at 12, most keepers in the zoo will be on their midday break, where we can then, as vets, reconvene in the clinic, either work on patients there, or we'll be running vaccination plans, sit down to have meetings with other departments and the requirements that we need to successfully execute any new operations that we're doing, be it surgery, be it movement of animals from one closure to another, or even receiving and moving out other animals.
So it's really a constant job, isn't it? Oh. But do you buy and bring in animals from other
No,
zoos?
There's absolutely no purchasing of animals. That okay. is
so where
against
do they all
our
come
policy.
From?
The original animals that we have had started with were animals that were in the beginning acquired for the sake of conservation. The zoo's history is not as well documented for some of these animals, but the ones that we have are critical, and it's important that we do keep these specimens diverse in the genetic pool as well. So there's a lot of trading, and the concept of zoos trading and loaning animals to promote breeding and to promote diversity in their own collection. Mm. That's how zoos work today.
Right, I see. So it's within sort of... So you're saying you don't buy them, but you trade them with other zoos?
Yeah. Okay. We'll have animals maybe that are in surplus, and yeah. another zoo will say, okay, well, we have these in surplus,
right.
and we'd like to trade so that we can have
sure.
these breed. And it's a strong community, the zoo community internationally.
Yeah. And do you have ties with any international zoos around?
Yeah, we do. We're actually tied to San Diego Zoo, which is very exciting. They are one of the most experienced as well as progressive in terms of conservation, as well from a veterinary standpoint, to the most advanced in the veterinary care. So we've had people come out from San Diego, and we're in constant communication with them about what we can and try to do, and they assist and consult to us on what possibilities we have.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm wondering, I mean, they're all wild animals, aren't they? Are there any particular favorites that you have? I mean, are there any that are a bit more domesticated?
When I started at the zoo, I was enamored with the giraffe.
Oh, me too.
I didn't realize until I was treating and caring for one newborn that unfortunately his mother had passed away in the birth. It was a complication. And he's our little champion, he's little Hafid, and the day he was weaned, because he was actually the first giraffe that's been bottle fed at the zoo, and it was to the credit of the animal collection team and to the whole Alain Zoo staff. Everybody worked together really to get this guy going, and when he'd suddenly taken his first bite of some hay and I realized, okay, he's off the bottle and he can take care of himself, this stone fell from my chest, and I was like, okay, I'm emotionally involved now. So no, that's good. And then recently we've had our newborn rhino, which has been super exciting. Oh. Yeah,
is that an African rhino?
He's a white rhino, yeah, white African rhino. And he'll be going on display soon once he's ready to see the public. And we're just getting him to get used to being with mom and the group. And they're like big dogs. I mean, really big dogs.